Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So every morning we get this prep sheet, and I don't know if you guys ever look at it. I usually click on it and then end up deleting it. But it has this day in history. And I happened to look at it, and there was a day, EB, today in history that probably irked you to some extent. It happened in 1993.
All right, today in history, 1993. All right, hold on. August 15th. All right, so 93. I was in 92 Skins.
I will say this. 93. Both of the people involved in this headline have been Junkies guests. One probably in 1997 or 1998 when we started out.
All right.
And the other a couple years ago, and we met him in person.
All right. This is...
And it's one of your all-time favorite athletes.
He's one of my all-time favorite... Cal. No.
1993 Greg was Norman. The 75th PGA Championship at Inverness. Paul Azinger won his first major title in a playoff with Greg Norman.
Oh, yeah. You're
probably heartbroken.
I was.
1993.
And we definitely had Zinger in studio. And yes. I met Norman out at the live event.
Yeah. Zinger was great.
Zinger was great.
Yeah.
And that was, remember he had like shoulder cancer? Was that after that he won the major? I can't remember exactly when that happened.
I'd have to look that up, but I just remember him being so down to earth. Zinger was great to talk to.
He was great. Most of those golf guys. Remember, we used to have Jay Haas on a bunch. He was great. One of the highlights of the show was when Freddie Couples called in when he was in town for like the Kemper Open, and he was just scanning the radio.
Yeah, and he goes, "Hey, driving around, call these boys."
And he called in. Freddie was awesome. Yeah. But you know what's funny? Of all of the Norman...
That's not as big a heartbreak as others.
The Bob Tway was worse. Larry Mize, worse. Some of those, like, hole out. The six shots that he blew at the Masters, that's the all-time worst. DeFaldo, the six-shot lead that he blew.
I just remember watching that. I was at my buddy's house, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Right. By the way, is Liv playing this week? Is this the Greenbrier week? We should have been there. We should have gone, Valdez. We talked about it. Drabby, we have not capitalized on our live connection like we could. They go all over the world. They freaking like us. We you know.
What do you want to do?
Let's go to Valderrama. I mean, let's go. Yeah. I mean, I would do it. I mean, let's at least go to Greenbrier, right down the street.
You're going to go to Greenbrier?
I would have. By the way, everyone, I've never been there. Have you been there? Everyone loves it. They say it's like a great resort. Like, you know, people love Greenbrier.
Top notch.
Yeah, like I know people have gone there, not even play golf. They just go there because it's like a nice resort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Chicago was the one you wanted to go to.
Which one is that? When is that? Is that coming up? Or did we already missed it?
Boiling Brook.
Really? You know that Liv is, they definitely have been pursuing the Highlands.
Tom, oh, really?
But Tom is, you know, he's so loyal to the PGA Tour.
Oh, he's not even listening to him?
He's not interested.
The Greenbrier, Liv Greenbrier event is this week.
How far away starts is tomorrow. Greenbrier from where we are?
It's 2 hours, 5 hours. Yeah, I would say 4 hours.
That's a long trip. I was looking to do something.
Well, not a one day. We stay in the Rizzoli Resort.
Yeah, I was looking to do something. They got casinos. I was looking to do something like a bed and breakfast or something like that overnight for either my anniversary or my wife's birthday because it's like back to back weeks and just have a night out without the kids. But that's too far.
4 hours, 249 miles.
I've never been there, but people love Greenbrier. It's silly. Do guys do golf trips to Greenbrier? Is it or how does that work? Like,
I don't know.
I would think so.
Because it's a resort, so probably if you stay at the resort, you probably get an opportunity to play.
Are there multiple courses?
Yeah,
has to be. Yeah, I know they have the old white course. Isn't that what it's called?
Think so.
I don't know.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on an open line Thursday.
They've got and they've got casino.
Nice.
That would have been pretty cool.
No, we need to capitalize on that. I loved being at the Live event. You know what? I don't know.
Part of that was in our backyard. It was like easy to get to.
Well, I know, but I wouldn't mind doing we always said we wanted to go on the private jet. I don't think they're doing the celebrating that they were doing before. But remember, they were all like going on there on a party jet.
Yeah.
And then they were having parties like on, you know, Wednesday night or Thursday night.
But louder.
Yeah. I think they cut down on that, right? Wasn't there like a story that at some point, like all the crazy partying, they had
the budget cuts?
There had to be a little bit of budget cuts, especially since they're getting like a zero share on TV.
Are they still getting a zero share?
I don't think they're getting big TV ratings.
Yeah. But maybe you should go to Greenbrier.
It's too late now.
Take your wife there for a weekend. You're almost an empty nester.
I'm almost an empty nester.
Start.
I'm basically an empty nester. My 15-year-old has no interest in being in the house. She has no interest. She's just constantly with friends all the time.
Yeah, get used to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greenbrier has 4 courses, I'm reading.
It is. Yeah.
In a few years, one of us probably will have a kid that gets married. Just the odds, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to cost us a ton of money. Maybe we should consider doing what this New York couple apparently has decided to do. This seems outrageous.
All right.
But they made national news when they decided basically to
charge people.
Cover charge.
Charge people to come to the wedding.
It costs you $333 per person to go to the wedding.
And then do you have to give a gift on top?
Guests were provided with a ticket for a seat on the couple's rented double-decker bus, which was outside of where the wedding was taking place. Apparently, it was a $70,000 wedding, and that's how they decided to cover some of the costs.
So, hold on. You have to pay for admission, which is one thing. You pay for your dinner or whatever. Okay. But you have to give a gift on top of that? Or that's the gift?
I would think that you would give a gift.
Have to pay admission and give a gift?
If I have to pay to go to the wedding, they're not getting a gift.
I mean, basically, most people bring their
if you're going to pay $650 bucks to go to a wedding, you're going to give a $200 gift too? No chance.
Do you know that I never gave Rom a gift? I told him, you know, Rom invited us all to his wedding. Did you even go?
No.
Yeah. JP and I went. I think Cakes went.
Yeah, Cakes was there.
I think Rom serenaded us he at did. The wedding.
Oh my God.
I think he did. He 100% did.
Yeah, yeah. Rom serenaded us at the wedding with 150 people of his family there. They don't know who we are. Mm-hmm. He's singing to the junkie. It's so dumb.
It was a dry wedding too.
Was it? Yeah.
And you accosted me because I snuck Jack in.
Oh, he sung nice. Hero or whatever. If you never knew you were my hero.
Yeah, yeah, he sang hero. Yeah. So he's ignoring his wife. He's serenading the junks. And I told him, I mean, it was a pain in the ass, dude. Wasn't it like way out in like Virginia somewhere? It was kind of far.
It was like a winery though.
Like a winery or something.
Down Leesburg Pike past.
Yeah. Like and so I told him my gift was my presence because mm-hmm. I couldn't believe I was there. I was hostile the whole time. What was that, 10 years ago? I never gave him a gift.
Yeah, you're fine with it.
I'm totally fine with it.
Yeah. What'd you give, JP? $100? $200?
I don't remember. I think my standard's usually 200.
Eric was like, checking my pockets like he was a crack fiend.
What? Who has a dry wedding? You want to talk about the worst wedding
ever? You didn't
ever.
Prepare.
Huh?
You didn't prepare. I prepared.
Did I know it was a dry wedding?
Yes, it was a huge topic.
Well, maybe I knew you were going to bring.
Well, I don't think you did.
That was a brilliant move to bring it.
Well, I also knew I wasn't going to be there very long. All right,
that is wrong.
Let's go.
We had to stick around, though, because he had said that he was going to do like this bit. Much like we stuck around at a different wedding.
Kevin.
Because we were told there was going to be a massive surprise, and everybody was thinking, oh, he's probably got Robert Downey Jr. showing up.
Well, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, not Robert Downey Jr., but somebody from that dumb movie he always talks about. What was the...
Yeah, we thought it was going to be an actor.
What's the movie? The Boondock Saints.
It ended up being Taco Bell.
Yeah, it was Taco Bell.
Taco Bell was delivered.
Worst payoff ever.
And I like Taco Bell, but I can't believe I stayed for that.
Right.
You're not going unscathed over there, Drabby, because your wedding was 150 degrees. We all lost 10 pounds. It's sweat.
You could use it.
Let's go to Ron. Ron, what's up? You're on with the Junks. I don't think that's going to be a trend, though. People paying for weddings. I don't think that's going to be the thing. Ron, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Love the show. That's just one more excuse not to go to the wedding.
Yeah, right.
You pay for it. And pretty
weddings are boring anyway.
They're going to make you pay to go to a funeral,
if it's a
too.
Good family, if it's a good friend, it's fun. And, like, you know a bunch of people.
It's all right.
I like it. I like celebrate. Sure.
Yeah, you guys are talking about the Greenbrier. I heard it on the radio yesterday about it. Started looking up today. It's bankrupt. It's up for auction. You guys should chip in and buy it.
Buy the Greenbrier.
End of August, yeah.
Are you kidding? Yeah. It's bankrupt? How much is it going? If it's going up for auction, it's going to go for, what, tens of millions?
Get Tom.
Right? Yeah, call Tom.
I'm not seeing any dollar figure. It's just up August 27th is the auction day.
So what does that mean? Like, explain, like... So it means if
you buy the luxury resort.
So you buy the whole, you get all the property. You get the golf courses, you get the resort, the hotel.
I'm just saying the hotel. It could just be the hotel. It could be separate. I don't know how it's
how can it be?
There,
I thought it was super popular. It's not?
Not these days, I guess.
Maybe those couple of COVID years where everyone was kind of locked in, maybe it crushed them.
Mm.
Right? Didn't a lot of hotels get crushed?
Of course.
Yeah, they got crushed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm seeing something about a debt.
What's the other place?
$9.4 million. So.
Is it in West Virginia, Nemacolin?
Yeah, I've driven.
That's in Pennsylvania.
That's
I've driven
that's
by PA. That.
That's really nice.
It is.
Yes.
Is that also a golf resort?
They have golf there, but they have like a spa. It's just like it's like Lansdowne.
Just to get away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got you. Yeah. I don't know anything about the Greenbrier. I just clicked on it.
It looks like it defaulted on its loan.
Well, maybe it's just maybe they're just going to do like a restructuring or something.
No, I don't understand this. They said it's a political play. Greenbrier is owned by the governor.
Yeah, Jim Justice, I think, owns it.
Yeah.
The governor of West Virginia owns it.
I don't know if he thinks he's getting screwed by somebody. No idea.
All right. So it's way over our heads.
Yeah. You probably need hundreds of millions because I see that in 1942, the Army paid $3.3 million for the property, which have been valued at $5.4 million.
I don't think it's worth hundreds of millions, but
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyway, those big sillies.
It hosted a Ryder Cup.
Yeah, no, Greenbrier's legit. They're having
and
a live event.
It's hosting a live event.
Oh, man.
Dustin Johnson's going to be there.
We botch it. Do they have any more? We'll see, once football season goes around, then we can't go. Drab. That's why this was the one to go to. Chicago, they're probably already, football season's already underway, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of events, coming up next, we'll get into whether D.C. will host the Olympics, and we'll get Ted Leontis's take on that. Jason, can you hand me that?
What, the read?
Yeah, it's on the other side. Let me tell you about, if you're ready for a new ride, why don't you turn your old car or truck into life-saving support for our veterans by donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation today to help veterans and their families get the critical assistance they need. Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. You'll get a tax receipt and pickup. It's free. 877-718-HERO. That's 877-718-HERO. Or purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.